we talk money with Brendan Dale, who joins us to chat about money matters. And today we're talking about physically swiping versus paying digitally. Good morning, Brendan. How are you this morning?
Yes, good morning. I'm very well, thanks. Yourself?
I'm very well, thank you. These days, you can pay for goods or services just using just about anything. I'm surprised we don't pay with our fingerprints at the moment because it's getting there. You can buy groceries using your smartwatch. You can even pay by tapping your phone. But is this actually a good idea?
Well, it all depends how much self-control you have, I think. And probably also depends how much you have in your bank to physically pay. But it's becoming far too easy. And there is a good side to it because it is so convenient. But there is also something good about having a little bit of pain when you're paying money. So if you pay in cash, you've got to take it out your wallet. You see the money going out. And there's a bit of a psychological effect to that. And even swiping, where you have to pin in put your PIN code in, and there's a 5 or maybe 10 second delay when the transaction is going through, you have a bit of a moment to have a reality check and go, oh, maybe I shouldn't be spending this money. Whereas when you're just tapping your card or just using SnapScan and just sort of scanning something, it's just gone. And there's not a moment to think about it. You don't really realize what you've done. And yeah, your money can disappear very quickly.
I feel the same way even with my card, because, man, if you have to pay with stuff with actual cash, you find you need to go to the ATM more than you thought you needed to. And generally, if you're going to the ATM, you're probably drawing 500 to 1,000 rand every time. And then the next thing you look, you don't have that cash anymore. And I am one of those people who never... I've become a lot better. I never have cash, even for paying for parking in the city center. I now have like a space in the car where I've just unloaded all of my coins from, down the side of the couch and everything. So now at least I have a couple of rand to pay for parking. But I was one of those people who never had cash on me. And the only reason I have cash on me, and it's not because I went to the ATM, is because I sold a whole bunch of stuff at home. And I started using that money for everyday use. And I realized how quickly you burn through it. And it's even easier when you're swiping or using SnapScan. But you're physically more conscious of how much you're spending. If you had $1,000 in your wallet, and after 2 days, shame, they're no more.
Yes, no, definitely. I'll definitely agree with you. And it's also a good little trick if you're trying to either spend less money or just sort of curtail your spending, to actually just stop using your card at all, leave your card at home and just convert to cash. And it's far easier to track. It's this physical process, and you've physically seen how your money is leaving your wallet. And it is definitely a psychological effect that you're more conscious about it, and you're less prone to just waste it because you suddenly realizing, wow, this money's just disappearing. Whereas you don't have that same effect with electronic payment.
I also find the other side of the coin, though, is a lot of the apps and things that are available for you can keep a really good track of how much you're spending. So you can create I know that Capitec have something on their system where you can keep track of what you're spending your money on. And I think that's a really good exercise to go through to figure out, you spend a lot of money on food, or you spend a lot of money on coffee, or whatever it might be. In my case, I spend too much money on sneakers. But it's probably a good idea to go through that kind of exercise to see where you're overspending. And you can use technology for that kind of thing.
Yes, definitely. And one of the big advantages of electronic is that it keeps record of everything. So you have all your transactions. If you're willing to take the effort, and it's not a lot of effort. my voice is disappearing. But if you're willing to actually use an app or look at your expenses over the last few months, and you've got all the records now, you've got absolutely even the smallest little expenses, it is fascinating. And that is key to managing your money. It's you know, budgets are really important and spending plans, but it's physically looking at where your money went. That's where all the magic happens, because that's where you can see exactly where everything is going, where you're spending, and you work out what your priorities are. Because you must to yourself say, ooh, my priority is saving for my future, or this or that. But when you look at where your money's going, then that's really where your priorities are. So electronic payments do keep records for you and do make it possible to see that. It's just, I guess it's finding the balance between being conscious of what you're spending, and if you're doing it electronically or swiping these quick things, then just making the effort to actually capture it or look at it on your little app later on. You can't just spend without any conscious thought. There must be somewhere you have to sit down and look at what you spend your money on.
I think that's the bottom line, is whether you're spending it physical cash, snap scan, with a smartwatch or your card, is to just be completely conscious and in the moment when you're actually spending the money, to say, that is R1,000 out of my budget for the month on X, Y, or Z. Am I okay with that? Is this a good idea? I can still back out. I can still return it after I've bought it, whatever that might be, to actually just be completely aware and in the moment and conscious of exactly what it is you're spending your money on. And before we move on, Brendan, I want to just ask the people at home right now, let's be completely honest right now. Send me a WhatsApp to 072-567-1567. Do you know 100% where your money goes every month? And I'm a bit of a cheat here, because I don't budget. I do sort of understand where my money goes, but I have a bit of comfort because I don't have the expenses of having a kid, you know, that I've got to have school fees for, or uniform money, or stationery, or whatever it is. But I want to ask people at home, do you know how much money goes to what? Towards food, towards electricity, towards airtime, towards your internet? Are you 100% sure? Are you 100% aware of where your money is going to monthly? Please send me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567. Or do you just, you know, swipe and leave it up to, you know, the bank to tell you what's happening at the end of the month? Let me know, 021-446-0567. Brendan, how can we get better at this? Is it like a habit-forming thing where we say, I'm not going to use the app anymore, even though it's easier? What is the best thing to do to try and get away from not, you know, spending things where we shouldn't?
You know, I don't think it's the apps or the cashless spending. That's not the worst part of it. And because, as you said earlier, we can pay with any payment form, you know, whatever is easier. But I think we need to make a game of tracking our expenses. So you need to make it fun for yourself somehow. And it was quite interesting. I've got a friend of mine, and I introduced her to an app, and she sent me a message about a week or two later, and she was like, wow, budgeting is so fun. I was like, well, that's not really. But if you make a game of it and you start actually seeing where your money's going, you're tracking things, and you just form in this habit of every day or every second day just capturing all your things in whatever little budgeting app you're using, or at least just writing down your expenses in Excel. It's a quick little habit, and it's fun to suddenly see that you can actually save more money, and you can actually redirect money to things that are more important. And once you realize that you've got the power to actually manage your money and control it, it just opens up your eyes to all sorts of things, and it can be very motivating.
That's some really good advice for people. Just take more interest in looking at the numbers, looking at where you spend your money and on what, and how much money you have to spend after all your debits have gone off. Like that amount is frightening. How much money you actually have after all your debits have gone off before you go shopping for groceries or electricity or airtime or any of the things. Very, very sobering. That's Brendan Dale. He's a personal finance expert, and he writes on a personal blog called Take Charge of Your Money, and it's got things around budgeting and ditching debt, not death. I'm sorry. The language today escapes me. Come on. He writes about financial health and saving money and all those sort of things. You can find it on takechargeofyourmoney.blog. And that's Brendan Dale. He joins us every Saturday morning to chat about something to do with money. And today we're talking about swiping your card versus paying for things digitally with all the apps that are available. So if you want to find out more, you can head on over to takechargeofyourmoney.blog.